Watkins is with us. He is a consultant. He is the former state superintendent of schools here for the state. And we wanted to get his take on the new start for the worst schools, as the Detroit Free Press calls it, a plan that the governor is kicking into full gear. He's got a lot of support. It's meant to give failing Detroit public schools more structure, teachers and principals more decision-making power. There are bond and issues and a foundation money that will help the school district get out of debt. Its focus is going to be trying to get Detroit Public School students into college. There's a one-year planning timetable needed to get this program going, and we wanted to get Tom's take of what you saw and what you heard yesterday. Tom, what do you like, what don't you like?
Well, Tony, as you may recall, I was the state mental health director when they used to be a separate department of state government focusing on mental health. And I like to say when I was state superintendent, the best training I had to be state superintendent was my time in the mental health system. You know, doing the same thing over and over again, exactly the same manner, and expecting a different results is often called insanity. And so what the governor has stepped up and done, and you've laid out a number of the plans that are there, but it's really a total change of what has historically happened in far too many of our schools, and certainly in Detroit, where the focus has been on power, control, politics, and adults. And the governor has flipped it around to be about TLC, and not just tender, loving care, but teaching, learning, and children. And I think that's a sea change that's here. He's charged, Roy Roberts, with moving the resources into the classroom. As the governor pointed out yesterday, today, only 55% of the revenue ends up in the classroom. And he has said that the goal is to get 95% of those resources into the classroom, and that's certainly a good beginning.
All right, so once you get the resources into the classroom, you believe that it will help this new statewide district called the Education Achievement System. Now, this could have far-reaching implications for the entire state because other districts could fall within this district. We had Kathleen Levy from the Lansing State Journal on, and she wondered that having another layer of political referendums, if you will, political control would just create a bigger problem.
Well, Tony, how much bigger of a problem can we have? We have schools in this state that for a generation after generation have failed our children. It cannot get much worse than that. So we need to try something new. FDR said during the Great Depression, do something. And if that doesn't work, do something else. But for God's sake, do something. These are our children. And the one thing that I want to emphasize, that if somehow or another that people think what happens in Detroit doesn't impact them, they're sadly mistaken. In this day and age, when our children have to compete with not just the kid in the next desk or the next district or the next county or next state, when they have to be able to compete with the children of the world, and we're not educating enough of them in order to survive, let alone thrive, Michigan, we've got a problem. The United States, we have a problem. And so we have to get very, very serious about finding ways to educate all of our kids.
All right, say we get more money into the classrooms. Will that be enough to turn it around in Detroit as well as other challenged districts?
I think that, again, it's a big way to help. I mean, certainly at the end of the day, rhetoric from Washington, D.C. or Lansing has never educated a single child. We have some phenomenal teachers here, and they'll tell you that sometimes if we can get the power, control, politics, and adults out of the way, they can make a difference in the lives of children. You know, be very clear. The status quo will not take our children, city, region, state, or nation where it needs to go to be competitive on the world stage. And so, yeah, I think this is a good start. Is it an end-all? No. I think what you're going to need is choosing the right people. And I've been extremely impressed with some of the names that I've heard kicked around that will be on the 11-member governing board that are there. These are no-nonsense teacher and student, more important, student focused leaders that are going to hold people accountable to assure that our kids get the education they need and deserve.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
It's always good to be with you, Tony.